We had a question also from Amy in Colorado, and she wants to make sure that you mention that it can present in the horse's feet, which you did. She said that her horses contracted it last July, and she didn't know about the clinical signs in the feet. Is this something that people are aware of? Is that these lesions show up on the feet? And is it where the something where the horse could get the lesions on the feet and not get them on the mouth, or get them on the feet first?
Yep, they can be in any one of those locations, all of them, or just one or two of them. And so each clinical presentation might be a little different in each individual horse, depending on where the infected flies are biting. We've even seen some really interesting presentations where cuts or scrapes or open wounds on other parts of the body can serve as a place where infected flies can feed and transmit virus to those open wounds on the haired surface of the animal. And that's pretty unusual, but we have isolated virus from those types of wounds. So really anywhere that the fly is biting, obviously the places where we don't have a lot of haired surfaces, like along the lips and muzzle, the sheath, coronary bands, udders, that's their favorite places to really transmit and for us to see the vesicles. But certainly if they have an open wound, we can get transmission into that open wound just by the fact of the fly biting there as well.